And what about consumers? What do you think the impact might be there?
Well, for a lot of people, they might not notice a lot of changes very drastically at first, unless they're medical marijuana customers. Somewhere along the line, we're probably going to see some changes in policy ripple through things like federal drug testing requirements. The new announcement doesn't mention the possibility of that changing. But I'll note, you know, in lots of states, THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, is already very easy to purchase. Even in states that don't have legalized marijuana programs, you can walk into grocery stores and big chain stores like Total Wine and find rows of THC drinks. It's a category that's been created by a loophole covering hemp back in the 2018 Farm Bill. And since then, it's blossomed into a huge market.
So anyway, the federal government's still playing catch up to what states and consumers are doing. But this has been long awaited, as you've told us. Are there other questions sort of hanging out there as briefly as you can?
So the Trump administration's got to balance things between moving quickly and trying to make sure they can defend these moves in court.